Mick, big season for Hunter in development. Great news, of course, we've got a small issue of a Super Rugby game. Finally, we've got one here on the 29th of March there as the Waratahs take on the Sunwolves. Looking forward to 30,000 getting out there and making sure that New South Wales Rugby give us two games next year.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. I think we're pretty happy to get one. I think the people in Newcastle will rally around it, and you know, we should get pretty good numbers. You know, there's other opportunities that might arise there too, maybe even a girls' game prior to it, so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Certainly with the likes of Harry Johnson-Holmes and the like being part of it, but also great to see our Super W girls with Katrina Barker as well doing very nicely. Maya Stewart, of course, moving through to the Sevens team as well. All the hard work you're doing down there is getting some sort of fruit, and it's all the clubs as well that are chipping in as well.
I would love to take credit for them, but sadly I will not. But it is good to see, you know, everybody's got this perception that you have to be in Sydney, or you know, you have to be pretty fairly planted in Sydney to get a run. Women's game's really bucking that trend, with girls from all parts of New South Wales getting a gig now in the Super W squad and in the Sevens team, so hopefully that continues.
It's great to see also we've got the 13s, 15s and 17s in the Sevens as well for the girls, and that's just going to build off the hard work that's been done, you know, last year.
We will take credit for that one. The secondary school Sevens this year was quite successful, particularly in the country areas. I think most country regions had in excess of 50 teams at each gala day, so continue that form into 2019, hopefully, maybe even grow on it.
And good news, of course, well, we just missed out against those dastardly Hammond and Hawks. Be primed for the black shirt to hold up the Newcastle trophy as far as the premiership. Great year for the club, and well rewarded in regards to having the New South Wales Rugby Club of the Year too. All the hard work that Benny's done beforehand, Paddy Howard, of course, now, Dan Golan before, and also, of course, now Dan Ledley, you know, just setting the example, not only with kids pouring in to play the game. Started off with Campo at the start of the year, getting people through the gate, getting kids registered, but the club gets a well-deserved sort of reward and recognition for all the hard work that's been done out there at Marcellin.
Definitely, one of those blokes you just mentioned is formidable enough on their own, and then you put them all together and get a couple of other sets of hands helping them, and sky's the limit. Benny Emmett and the team, pretty successful with over $500,000 worth of grants in the last couple of months, so that'll be massive for us in years to come, and I think our numbers and our club spirit and all that should grow on the back of it too.
And of course down through the railroads as well, it's really important to get that depth in there, so there's a bit of a push there for some pressure, but yeah, just another successful season we're looking forward to, and hopefully many people get through the website there, maitlandrugbyclub.com.au, and be part of it. But yourself, you've settled in after about 18 months in the job, you're enjoying the whole thing even though you're travelling all over the place?
You definitely settle into it and start to find out what to pour your effort into, and other things that sort of you can leave to clubland. There's pretty capable people within the clubs in Newcastle that look after that. So, yeah, once you feel your way out, it's one of the best jobs you can have, I reckon.
Finally now, we know you get a hold of your man, so we send you an email at mhowell@nswrugby.com.au, but put your phone number so we can get in touch with you and get you into indoor rugby and all these other junior things.
Yep, I'm on 0488 005 460.
Thanks for your time, Mick. We wish you all the best, not only as development officer for New South Wales Rugby for Newcastle Hunter, but also as hopefully the Maitland Blacks go one better in the Rams homeland Newcastle and Hunter Premiership.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.